Chapter 1. A Greek Cliffhanger. Sophie, you didn't.
What?
Push Marina off the cliff.
Ben's voice behind me made me jump. Too engrossed in listening to my voicemail messages, I hadn't heard him coming up the hillside track. He pointed at the solitary flip-flop balanced on the edge of the cliff. It was as turquoise as the Ionian Sea surrounding this tiny Greek island. Beside it lay Marina Milanese's smartphone, in its distinctive diamante case, a jagged crack dividing the screen diagonally. Ben took a step closer to me.
Was it because you were jealous of her success as a best-selling novelist? What a great story that would be.
Don't be ridiculous, Ben. Just because I'm standing near her shoe and her phone doesn't mean I pushed her off the cliff. Why do you journalists have to make such a drama out of everything?
Ben strode past the old windmill to peer down at the sea.
Well, she's definitely gone over. Look, there's her other flip-flop, caught on the ledge halfway down.
I'd have to take his word for it, not daring to go as close as he did to the sheer drop. This was the highest point on Floros.
What about the rest of her?
Turning to face me, he shrugged.
No sign of her body. But then I wouldn't expect there to be. There's no beach below us. The sea comes right up to the cliffs. If she wasn't unconscious before she hit the water, the rocks beneath the surface will have knocked her out. Lured by the sirens to a watery grave. What a fitting end for a leading romantic novelist.
He passed his hands across his eyes as he turned his back to the sea.
I think you're being overdramatic, Ben. Marina told me she was a strong swimmer.
Surely if she fell into the sea, she'd just swim around the headland to the harbour. It can't be far.
Not a chance. No one could survive a fall like that. Not even an Olympic swimmer.
We were silent for a moment. Do you think her body will reappear down there at low tide? He shot me a reproving look.
The Ionian Sea isn't tidal.
Oh, no, of course. I forgot.
As I knelt down to examine Marina's phone, Ben held up his hands in warning.
Sophie, don't touch it. You'll leave fingerprints.